Susan Rettig Geer doesn't like to remember September 11th, 2001. Her husband was on American Airlines Flight 11 when hijackers seized control and flew it into the World Trade Center.
My husband David was traveling for work. I was listening to NPR on the radio, and I heard about the news of the day. I didn't realize that my husband was on that flight, and when I got home, I realized that it was one and the same flight, and it was devastating. I had two very young children, and I was pregnant with our third at the time. You know, it was what everybody can imagine, your worst nightmare coming true.
But she says the support she received helped her deal with the pain and loss.
Not just from my friends and my family, who were amazing, but from the larger community, strangers from around the country and even around the world sent me letters and notes and cards and handmade quilts, and people were cooking us meals, and I felt all of that support.
When American forces went into Afghanistan to pursue al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and others responsible for the terrorist attacks of 9/11, Rettig Geer says she realized one result of this military response would be more widows.
I knew how devastating it was to be a widow, you know, with young children. And my initial thought was, who's helping those widows over in Afghanistan? And when I began to do some research and I learned that, for example, under the Taliban, women were not allowed to go to work and women were not allowed to go to school, I learned that when a husband is killed or dies, the woman does not get that husband's property. So oftentimes she finds herself homeless.
She tried to think of ways to help Afghani women.
My initial idea was just to reach out to one woman and her family. And then when I realized that the amount of money that I personally wanted to give could help many more than just one family, it snowballed. And Beyond the 11th came to be, and we realized instead of helping, you know, one or five or 50, why not 500?
In 2003, Rettig Geer co-founded Beyond the 11th with Patty Quigley, who also lost her husband in the 9/11 attacks.
It is to raise money, and it's to raise awareness for the plight of widows in Afghanistan.
Over the last 7 years, Beyond the 11th has given about $600,000 in grants to support income-generating programs for those women. Rettig Geer's passion inspired her 12-year-old son. He and a group of his friends founded an organization after the earthquake in Haiti. It's called Soccer for the Next Generation.
They decided that they wanted to send new and used soccer balls to the kids in Haiti. And so one of the programs that Beyond the 11th had made a grant to in Afghanistan was for women to hand sew soccer balls in their homes. So the money that my son raises, he's going to purchase handmade soccer balls made by widows in Afghanistan.
Susan Rettig Geer's work caught the attention of the White House, and last month she was one of 13 recipients of the 2010 Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. She was honored for advancing women's rights and demonstrating the power of America's ideas. In presenting the medal at a White House ceremony, President Obama said nobody would have blamed Susan if she had turned inward with grief or with anger. But that isn't who she is. Rettig Geer agrees it's not.
We didn't want the terrorists to win and just the world to remember 9/11 about hatred. Why not make 9/11 about doing something good for your fellow human beings?
For Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.